It's that time I move over and make room for Fran Lamb. It's Heritage Highlights time. Here's Fran Lamb.
The Texas A&M Singing Cadets began in 1893 at Texas A&M College as the all-male glee club. In 1905, Professor T.P. Junkin, Associate Professor of Mathematics, took over as director. In 1937, after several different directors and years in limbo, 18 students came together to cement the glee club into A&M history. The group wrote a constitution and established the student organization that exists to this day. In 1940, the Glee Club was renamed the Singing Cadets as a result of a college-wide naming contest conducted by student leaders. Through the efforts of other directors like J.J. Wolcott, Richard Jenkins, Pop Turner, and Coach Boone, the Singing Cadets became one of the elite and most popular collegiate choral groups in the country. The Singing Cadets attracted national attention when they performed in a radio broadcast at the 1940 Sugar Bowl football game. Brought together by their common love for and devotion to their school, the Singing Cadets are an all-volunteer group of male Aggies. The group averages 70 performances each year. Performing for presidents and heads of state is a common theme in the history of the cadets, including Presidents Eisenhower, Nixon, and at a special performance at the dedication of the George Bush Library on campus. They were also surprise guests at President George H.W. Bush's 85th birthday party. Since the beginning, the Singing Cadets have grown to receive national acclaim, performing each year for more people than any other collegiate choral group in the United States. They travel each year across Texas, throughout the United States, and abroad, spreading the Aggie spirit through the gift of music. The Singing Cadets performed for the state legislature on Texas Independence Day in 1953. Ironically, the day after the performance, the Senate introduced a bill to make Texas A&M University co-educational. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our website at heritagehighlights.org.
Thank you, Fran. That's always great. Enjoy it. I'm Tom Turbeville, and that's a Bravo Brazos Fact.